The model registry is becoming part of the runtime Thursday, August 13, 2026. Welcome to today's AI Builder Radar podcast. The model market is moving too quickly for pick one model to remain a serious architecture. Meta's newly announced Muse Glimmer is leading today's Hugging Face trend board. QN's 2.4 trillion parameter QN 3.8 checkpoint was updated only hours ago. Minimax H3, DeepSeek V4 Flash, NVIDIA Nemotron variants, a voice chat model, and Baidu's unlimited OCR are drawing attention at the same time. The pattern is more important than any single rank. Text, vision, video, voice, and document models are becoming swappable nodes in an AI system. Hugging Face is becoming a live supply map for model nodes. GitHub is the matching supply map for agent runtimes, sandboxes, browsers, and evaluation harnesses. That changes graph and loop engineering. A production graph must know not only which task runs next, but which exact model artifact is allowed to run it, under which license, hardware budget, evaluator, and rollback policy. A note before we begin. Trend rankings change continuously. Trending measures attention and activity, not model quality, safety, or production readiness. Let's start with the model radar. Meta announced Muse Glimmer, an open model intended to run on a personal computer, and expanded developer access to the more powerful Muse Spark 1.2. Glimmer's 30 billion parameter repository sits at the top of today's Hugging Face trend page. The important pattern is the pairing. Routine classification, redaction, and drafting can remain local. Ambiguous or tool-heavy cases can escalate to a stronger hosted model. The graph, not the user, should make that routing decision and preserve the evidence behind it. The Hugging Face board also lists QN 3.8, 2.4T, a 95B, updated only hours before this snapshot. Its name indicates a 2.4 trillion parameter mixture with about 95 billion active parameters. That does not make it an automatic production choice. It makes it an evaluation candidate. Teams must measure serving topology, quantization, latency, memory, license terms, and real task success before promotion. Minimax H3 is trending as an image and text to video model. Its position beside large text models shows why an agent graph cannot assume every node returns pros. Video generation needs asynchronous jobs, asset storage, content checks, provenance, and different user interface expectations. Two NVIDIA entries also stand out. Nemotron 3.5 Lightning in an NVFP4 form, and Nemotron Labs VoiceChat 11B1 points toward lower precision, deployment-oriented inference. The other points toward real-time speech interaction. Voice adds a second loop around the reasoning loop. Listen, decide, speak, detect interruption, cancel or recover. Latency and turn-taking become correctness properties, not cosmetic polish. DeepSeek V4 Flash and Moonshot's Kimi K3 remain prominent, while Baidu's unlimited OCR shows sustained interest in document intelligence. The open model market is not converging on one modality. It is widening into specialized capability pools. How should an engineer use the trend board? Treat it as discovery. A model must pass a controlled route: discover, pin, scan, evaluate, shadow, canary, then promote or reject. Pin means capturing the exact revision, tokenizer, runtime, and license. Scan means inspecting weights, code, dependencies, and any remote code requirement. Evaluation means representative tasks, adversarial cases, and operational tests. Shadowing compares the candidate with the current route without affecting users. A canary sends only a small, reversible portion of live work to it. This is the model promotion loop. It needs explicit stopping rules. A candidate should not remain in evaluation forever, and a weak result should not trigger endless prompt tuning. Define the budget, minimum quality, maximum regression, and owner before testing starts. Now consider GitHub. Daily ranks are volatile, but recent builder attention points toward infrastructure that gives agents controlled environments and repeatable workflows. Cloudflare's computer repository gives an agent a computer-like execution node. Browser use turns browser actions into an observable loop. OpenAI Codex represents the repository-aware inspect, edit, test, and revise cycle. LangChain's OpenSWE exposes planning, sandboxes, subagents, and review as a graph. Microsoft's MCP for Beginners reflects demand for type tool boundaries. Spiderfoot, on today's general trend page, is a mature automation graph for open source intelligence. This is a watch list, not a ranking. Star velocity says nothing about maintenance, security, or fit. Before adoption, inspect releases, open issues, dependency risk, license, secrets handling, isolation, and whether the agent can be stopped cleanly. Graph engineering adds another insight. The model registry should become a control plane node. The registry should answer 5 runtime questions. Which exact artifact is approved for this task and data class? Where may it run? And what hardware and latency budget does it require? Which tools and network destinations may it access? Which evaluator and fallback route apply? And what evidence should trigger automatic rollback? A safe edge therefore carries a task class, data policy, immutable model revision, tool scope, budget, evaluator, expiry, and fallback. That contract prevents a silent repository update from changing production behavior. It also makes rollback practical. Traffic returns to the last approved artifact while the failed candidate and its traces are quarantined. Once models and agent tools come from public registries, AI architecture becomes software supply chain architecture. Model weights are executable dependencies in practice, even when they are called data. Repositories may require custom code. Agent frameworks can hold credentials and invoke side effects. Browser nodes encounter hostile content. Evaluation datasets can leak or become stale. Every node needs provenance. Every edge needs least privilege. Every promotion needs a receipt. What else is trending? First, multimodal graphs rather than multimodal DMOS. Video, voice, OCR, and image text models need typed assets, queues, safety gates, and provenance. Second, sparse and low precision serving. Mixture of experts models and NVFP4 checkpoints show that total parameters tell only part of the story. Active parameters, memory traffic, speed, and quality per watt matter more. Third, local first routes. Glimmer strengthens the case for keeping sensitive or repetitive work near the data. Local still requires sandboxing, patching, observability, and license review. Fourth, voice agents become interruption systems. Production voice must handle barge-in, cancellation, silence, identity, and delayed tools. Fifth, computer use infrastructure. The critical feature is not that an agent can click or run code. It is that each action is bounded, observable, and recoverable. Sixth, release gating by capability risk. OpenAI's slowdown around Astra's cyber capabilities is a major signal. Deployment approval increasingly depends on containment, not benchmark excitement. Here is the practical build for this week. Add 1 model registry record containing an immutable revision and source, license, runtime, hardware profile, approved task and data classes, tool permissions, evaluation results, cost and latency limits, fallback, rollback trigger, owner and expiry. Then change 1 loop so completion requires an external receipt, such as a test result, schema validation, policy decision, or human approval, rather than the model's own confidence. Today's verdict is simple. The winning stack will not chase every model that reaches a trend page. It will watch the market continuously, admit candidates through a bounded promotion loop, and expose only approved artifacts through explicit graph contracts. Hugging Face supplies model candidates. GitHub supplies execution components. Your registry, evaluators, and policy edges decide which earn authority. Discover quickly, promote slowly, roll back automatically. Now test your knowledge with 5 questions. Question 1. What does a position on Hugging Face's trending page establish? Is it A, the model is safest in its category? B, the model is drawing current attention or activity, not that it is production ready? C, the model has the best independent benchmark score? Or D, the model can run on every developer laptop? The answer is B, trending is a discovery signal, not proof of production readiness. Question 2. Which sequence best describes a responsible model promotion loop? Is it A, discover, deploy globally, then read the license? B, download, rename, and trust? C, discover, pin, scan, evaluate, shadow, canary, then promote or reject? Or D, benchmark once and remove the fallback? The answer is C, a staged promotion loop limits risk and produces evidence before production traffic. Question 3. Why should a model registry participate in runtime routing? Is it A, to make model names longer? B, to bind each task to an approved artifact, policy, evaluator, and fallback, C, to eliminate all deterministic services, or D, to automatically adopt every repository update. The answer is B, the registry prevents unapproved artifacts from silently entering a production graph. Question 4. What additional engineering concern does a video generation node introduce? Is it A, only spelling correction? B, asynchronous jobs, asset storage, safety review and provenance? C, it removes the need for queues? Or D, it guarantees low latency? The answer is B, non-text outputs require different execution, storage, and review contracts. Question 5. What is the safest interpretation of a rapidly trending AI repository? Is it A, it is automatically secure and maintained? B, it is a useful discovery candidate that still needs license, security, and maintenance review? C, its star count is a production SLA? Or D, it should immediately receive production credentials? The answer is B, popularity can guide discovery, but adoption requires due diligence and least privilege testing. That concludes today's quiz and the Thursday AI Builder Radar.